This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and to that we can never say thank you enough for having your radios right where they're at, whether that's AM 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, AM 1090 KTGO, part of the Bakken Beacon family, and beautiful oil capital of North Dakota, in Tioga, booming to the Bakken. Thank you for listening. Online anytime with the iHeart app as well. Take us along wherever you're at, whenever you're at. Right there on your phone with the iHeart app. That works very nicely. And a lot of ways for you to contact us. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. You can text us at 701-226-8503. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Lynn Helms will join us in just a moment. We're also going to chat with some folks from the Door 204 coffee shop here in Watford City. We're going to tell you Jesse Veeder's going to be here. Jesse, of course, a great now Nashville recording artist, but a columnist as well. I love her columns. Absolutely love them. Required reading whenever they show up in the newspaper. And a great portrait of what's happening that is very real here in Watford City. We love being in Watford City. Hear a lot to tell you the story of what's happening in McKenzie County, epicenter of the energy renaissance of America, really, with the shale revolution that's happening right here, and weathering it in a way that puts a smile on your face. Yes, the town is different than it was 10 years ago, but in a good way, right, when kindergarten classes were pretty darn small. And now, amazing to see what's happening. Brand new, beautiful school and events center coming up, and just so many great things that are happening in Watford City. So we love telling you a little bit about it. Even an art gallery here. We're going to meet the proprietor of the art gallery a little later on this hour, too. So stay tuned for all of that coming up on the program. Lynn Helms is the Director of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, the Department of Mineral Resources. And he joins us every month when the new numbers are out to take a look at where we're at with oil and gas production in the state of North Dakota. And Lynn is joining us on our newsmaker line today. Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing okay this morning.
All right. Well, you're in the news today, probably for a couple of different reasons, and we're going to start with the numbers, and we'll get to the other stuff here in a minute, but it's the silly season, as we say, and the silly season means the political accusations fly, and unfortunately, they don't always have a lot of common sense to them, but I want to spend a little time setting the record straight on that issue from your perspective, so we'll give you an opportunity to do that. But let's first talk about some numbers here. And you had made a prediction a while ago that you thought the numbers were going to be rather significant in this latest month that we have numbers for. 10,000 is not a nice number. We're in a reduction of 10,000 barrels, but not quite the drastic reduction I think you thought might come. What changed?
Well, yeah, you're right. 10 days, 2 weeks ago, it was looking like we were going to be down another 30,000 like we were in December and January. But I guess you'd call it good news. We had four operators who made the choice to complete wells and actually increase production. One operator, 3,000 barrels a day, all the way up to one that almost 8,000 barrels a day. And that brought that production decline down to 10,000 barrels a day. Still not a small number. I mean, it puts us right down on top of that 1.1 million barrels a day, but we stayed above it instead of going below it, so that was good news. On the natural gas side, production actually was up over 1%, so even with a 1% drop in oil production, gas production went up, and that's those high gas-oil ratios in the core area. Great news there is that industry spent the money, did the work, and brought gas capture up above 90% for the first time since 2007. So they have something to be proud of there. All the money that was spent and the work that was done, it's been 9 years almost since we were below 10% flaring and we're back there and continue to make progress on that front. Oil prices are still too low to justify putting a lot of wells back on, fracking wells, or reactivating drilling rigs. Still hopeful that some of that will happen in the 2017 budgets and biennium, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen this year.
Now, let's talk about that a minute. You've said, look, we need to stay. You can't just hit 40 and say we're back at 40 and now some activity will pick up. We need to stay there. How long have we been over 40 now? Are we a month over 40 yet?
Yes, we are. We're actually a little bit more than a month, and it looks like we got about 55 days to go. The managers at the oil companies have said, look, we want to see 90 days above these price points before we feel confident that the market is going to deliver and pay us back on the money we're going to spend. So we're not quite halfway there, but we're approaching halfway there on the $40 price point, which is important for idle wells, you know, older wells that have been producing but are uneconomic to produce right now.
And the number of idle wells is what?
Number of idle wells is 1,523. It's up 84 from the end of February to the end of March. So there is some very major economic stress. That's a record number. North Dakota's never had that many idle wells before.
And the economic stress is what?
Economic stress is that these wells just won't pay for any kind of repairs or operating costs at the current oil price. And as you saw, I think we're at about $46 West Texas, $33 North Dakota Sweet, and that's not sufficient to pay for repairing a well, paying an electric bill, fixing a road, that sort of thing. That'll come, but it'll be later this summer.
So, the economic side of this is that number is growing just because of the economics. They're going to sit there because of this economic pressure. On the flip side,
and Scott, you know, probably the biggest economic stress there is that we're actually starting to see some production employees laid off or put on furlough or hours cut. And that's where that number really hurts, is it's not just oil tax revenues, but it digs into the revenues for the rural electric cooperatives. And it starts to impact our production employees, which are really, you know, they're the North Dakota citizens that are living here, working here every single day. And so the sooner we get out of that valley, the better.
Yeah, where the exploration cuts have largely come, right? Most of those are, we've endured that pain to this point of the exploration jobs because of the slowdown, but the production jobs have remained pretty steady until now, you're saying?
That's correct. Yep. But we've started to see some of that now in the second quarter of the year.
What do you anticipate will happen? You know, we're about halfway through, as you say, not quite halfway through, but and you know, the number stayed above now 45. Even it's kind of, you know, it's 44, 45. It's inching up a little bit. You never know what could happen. But say it stays where it's at or in the 40s, whatever, past these next 55 days. What happens then?
Well, what we start to see is workover rigs mobilized, and so the folks that live in communities like Kenmare and Botno and Williston that work on the workover rigs and drive the trucks, they'll mobilize those workover rigs. They'll get out there and repair sucker rod strings. They'll replace tubing leaks. They'll clean the sand out of wells that have plugged off with sand, and you know, those kind of operations take 1 to 2 to 3 weeks. So we're going to start to see, you know, some of the higher hourly paid jobs coming back and people, a lot of increased activity in and around the existing oil wells. And that'll be great news. You know, they pay sales tax on all those repair parts, and it'll be good news in the state revenue coffers as well. And that should start happening, like I said, in about a month and a half, 2 months.
So that number, while it's high today, and you say that's a result of the economic pain, not good news by any stretch, does put a little light at the end of the tunnel, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Yeah, that $46 West Texas Intermediate oil is a light at the end of the tunnel, and we think we know roughly how long that tunnel is, and it's a couple months.
But I mean, I'm saying even that price being a little bit of light, the 1,523 inactive well count is light at the end of the tunnel, too, because that's pent-up demand, isn't it, at some point?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those are wells that that people want to produce, and the economic activity associated with putting them back on production is going to pay salaries and wages and sales tax, and it's going to add oil extraction and gross production tax to the state revenue budget. So you're absolutely right. That is a big bright light at the end of the tunnel.
And again, it's just a matter of weathering the storm, is what I say, right? You know, use the pause to get ready for that price to come back up at some point. I also liked in your director's cut, you specifically mentioned, you know, everybody associates a low oil price for the reason for this this pain point right now. We get that, but why is there low oil prices? And you know, one of those is obviously North Dakota, the Bakken being a product of its own success and adding that much more oil, so there's more supply. But there's other things as well that you will point out that have to do with the sort of geopolitical side of this that don't get as much attention. I was glad you mentioned that. We'll talk about that when we come back with Lynn Helms, talking about the director's cut today on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Watford City, North Dakota, our home today. We're at the Door 204 Coffee Shop right next to Myers Department Store. It's where I buy my jeans and my footwear right there at Myers. Love the Sanooks. They're great. And we're in the all-new Door 204 Coffee Shop, which is really neat. They have a wonderful new addition to downtown Watford City. So stop by and check it out. We'll meet with some of the folks from here coming up in a little bit. Tell you about some events that are happening. So stay tuned for that right around the corner. Had a great time in Carrington yesterday. Thanks to everybody there. Really a grand old time. It's wonderful. Let's see. We have Bernie Sanders in town today in Grand Forks, and also Bismarck, and Bill Clinton soon as well. There's a Donald Trump appearance at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. It'll happen on the 26th. Monday, by the way, we're talking with the co-coordinators of the Donald Trump protest. Yeah, the fellows that said North Dakota was racist. Can hardly wait. Trooper Talk on a Tuesday. Looking forward to that. Should be great fun. More Talk Radio town halls next week, including with gubernatorial candidate Doug Burgum will join us. And, of course, the weekly Talk Radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Right now we're chatting with Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Crunching the numbers on the latest director's cut. Let's finish up on that and then chat about some things in the news here. Lynn, so I appreciate the fact that you're putting in the director's cut some of the reasons behind this, because I think we all think, well, the reason's low oil prices, but why do we have low oil prices? And part of that is supply, and obviously that's just, you know, the shale revolution that's going on, adding more supply. But there's some other things that we have control over, and one of those is lifting sanctions on Iran. And our own Senator Heidi Heitkamp in favor of this, which I still am flabbergasted by, but that's playing a role, isn't it?
Oh, there's no question. When you look at the analysis that the International Energy Agency did on the most recent four oil busts, this is the longest and lowest, and it's this second leg that's done that. And the second leg is absolutely due to lifting the Iran sanctions. No question about it that that has caused the low, low oil prices and the length of the low oil prices.
Yeah, not
when you compound that, Scott, with all of the federal policy decisions that I list at the end of my director's cut, you can see how much struggle it is to make money in this environment. I mean, we are just overwhelmed with one federal initiative and rulemaking after another coming out of Washington, D.C., everything from lawsuits to new rules to new policies.
Yeah, well, they start on page four of your director's cut, and I'm going to rule after rule after rule after rule, you know, EPA, BLM, you know, and as you U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, obviously, I'm on page seven now, so, you know, it goes into almost to page eight. Four pages of these things that are new, you know, rules and things that are happening right now. All of them, as you say appropriately, they come with a cost, right? A dollar amount that make it that much more difficult to hire and build and invest in North Dakota.
Absolutely no question. They all cost. And so you have to stack those up, you know, as you're trying to reduce your operating costs. These things push you in the other direction.
All right, last question on the director's cut and the numbers. You get pressed all the time for estimates, and I know there's no perfect way to do that. But what does your gut tell you as far as, I mean, are we coming out of this ugliness? Are we, you know, 12 months, 18 months back into a frenetic pace? What's your take?
Well, my gut tells me that the prices and activity level means production keeps going down through the end of this year. I think by the end of this year, we ought to be at a price point where it makes sense to frack some of those 920 wells that haven't been completed, and that will hopefully stabilize oil production, you know, in or around that million barrel a day number, and that'll be good news. It's going to take longer to mobilize rigs and get to $60 and put things back. So really, we're not seeing a significant uptick in activity till 2018, and not a return to really busy activity until the 19-20 budget cycle, meaning 2019-2020 is kind of when it looks like we'll see, you know, major oil activity again.
I wanted to ask you about a press conference yesterday that you were the subject of by a Democratic candidate for governor and a Republican long shot for governor, who has kind of a record of some interesting things that put him in the news, both alleging that there needs to be an investigation into your department and additional audits because of some alleged document destructions that they acknowledge were the product of rumors. You know, let me start there. Is there any document destruction that that deserves scrutiny? Are you in retrospect looking back and say, hey, we shouldn't have destroyed those documents? Any document destruction going on illegally at the Department of of mineral resources?
Scott, they have made a long laundry list of accusations and allegations, and that's easy to do and hard to answer. But with regards to that one, there's an easy answer. There is not one shred of evidence that I can find that any of my managers or myself ordered the destruction of documents. Ironically, the day before these allegations came out, I pulled the whole staff together. We spent a lot of time going through our ethics policy and telling them, stick with the ethics policy, do the right thing, not just the letter of the policy, but the spirit of the policy. And so we spent a whole bunch of time lecturing them on what's in the ethics policy and how to be good state employees. Then the next day, this comes out. They're not a shred of evidence, nothing.
What's behind this?
Well, I think it's a plan to get attention from the media and maybe on the part of employees, who in the world knows? You know, I'm not aware of a significant problem that needs to be dealt with there. And if it was, it'd be a personnel matter, and we're, you know, not going to talk about that publicly. So I suspect that, you know, it's easy to get attention by raising issues about oil and gas, and that's what's happening, and that's the season we're in.
You don't look back and say, wish we would have done that differently, wish we'd done this differently. I mean, you don't see this allegations and say, you know, they're twisting something. I mean, is there anything you regret in that they're pointing out here?
Not a single regret. I will speak back to the MHA numbers. You know, that's a case where I made an error internally. We made an error in a spreadsheet, and we were providing numbers on a percentage of production coming from the MHA that were incorrect. We caught it ourselves. We were absolutely transparent about what happened and the change. And I think that's what people want out of their state agencies. There was no attempt to cover anything up or destroy anything or do anything. In fact, as soon as we caught it, we reported it and put ourselves out there for questions about it. Do we regret the spreadsheet error? There's no question about it. Do we regret telling people about it? Not a chance. That's the way it ought to work.
Anything else you want to tell us about this?
Well, let me just go through the laundry list just a little bit. One of the things that hasn't been discussed is this challenge that meters, you know, how can oil meters be accurate and saltwater or leak meters not be accurate enough? Look, the conditions for an oil meter are very, very precise. That thing has to operate at a specific flow rate, temperature, and pressure range. The saltwater meters out in the oil field aren't even close to that. They go from 0 to 10,000 in a matter of minutes.
Lynn, we're up against a hard break here. If you have more to say, just hang tight. We'll do that. Hang on. More on What's on Your Mind after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, we're back at the door, 204 Coffee Shop in Watford City today, wrapping up our conversation with Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. And then we're going to chat with Jesse Veeder and find out about the Long X Council Badlands Arts Showcase Fundraising Gala. We're going to tell you a little about Door 204 and Myers Department Store with Beth Veeder. And we're going to meet a real live art gallery owner. Ladies and gentlemen, I can hardly wait. So lots of fun to do today on the program, so stay tuned for all of that coming up. Lynn Helms is here, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. And Lynn, last question I'd asked you was just anything else you wanted to cover. And you mentioned a couple specific issues that have been raised by critics that you wanted to address. Any others we didn't get before the break there?
Yeah, there are just two. One is I want to emphasize that oil production, gas production numbers are audited on a monthly basis. In here, there are four checks and balances. The producer, the transporter, the purchaser, all three have to independently report, and they report to the tax department, and those four numbers have to match every month. So whatever is reported as sold and moved, that is what was sold and moved. On the flare meter business, I was talking about saltwater meters, and flare meters don't work because the volumes change so much minute to minute. So in North Dakota, we require a total gas meter and then a sales gas meter, and then we use math, just simple subtraction, to get the difference. One last thing, it was alleged that we've collected fines. How do we know that those are going to the right place? We have a fiscal audit every 2 years, and that is one of the things the auditors check, is to make sure that what we're collecting goes into the right account, and that's checked every 2 years. You don't need to worry about that.
So how, obviously you've said, okay, here's allegations, here's my answers. How does this all go away in your mind? I mean, what's the best way to settle this, to say, rumors and innuendo are not an accurate portrayal of what's happening within the department? I mean, you just keep taking these hits and listening to critics, or do you have to say, hey, somebody come in, take a look, and we'll show you this is exactly what we represent it to be? What's the best way to settle it?
Well, it might be some of both. I don't mind the criticism as long as I have an opportunity to respond, and thank you very much for that, Scott. I really appreciate it. Even the people making the allegations have said, man, this is too much even for anybody from North Dakota to be able to address. We're going to have to bring in an outside firm to do this audit. Question they're going to have to answer is if that's what they want to spend money on in the current fiscal environment. But we would not fight an audit. We're certainly not going to support or propose one. The people making the allegations are going to have to make that case.
Very interesting. Well, just remember, it's the silly season, folks. I mean, a lot of these things and accusations fly, and when the accusation is based on a rumor, that's where you really need to ask yourself, okay, what's there, right? And trust but verify, get the answers, and, I want to find a balance between the proper amount of accountability and transparency, and also preventing against anybody being able to say anything and causing a costly and really politically motivated witch hunt, which makes no sense either. Lynn, thanks for the time today. Appreciate you joining us and answering those questions. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you, Scott. Looking forward to it. I'm jealous you're in Watford City. I love
it. I know. It is a great place. I know. My family says the same thing every time I come. They do. They say, you get to hang out with Jesse Vader? Are you kidding? Yes.
Oh.
Good to talk to you, Lynn.
Better than that.
Yeah, exactly. Take care. Jesse Vader is here. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, not as good as you with that beautiful new baby girl. Oh, my goodness. She's getting big. And
she is getting big. She's really fun. We're
having
a good
time. Wow. She's a famous baby. Probably one of the more famous babies in North Dakota.
She is famous.
She gets written about in columns and all kinds of stuff. That's pretty cool.
It is. I don't know if she's going to hate me for it later, but we'll just keep doing it.
And you're a great photographer, too, so we get to see those photos on Facebook.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Keep tabs on everything.
Good subject.
So we're going to talk a little bit about art. A subject I'm not very well equipped to discuss. So I'm going to lean on two experts here. Jesse, who is in addition to being a national recording artist and a columnist and a rancher and all the other things that Jesse does, is a part of the newly organized Long X Council, and they have a Badlands Arts Showcase fundraising gala coming up. And we're also chatting today with Cameron Horning. And Cameron, he actually produces this art. He's an artist and has a gallery right here at the Door 204. Cameron, how are you?
Doing excellent this morning. Thank
Shred
you.
The Lead Gallery, right?
That is correct. Studio.
Even the name is cool. Shed the Lead Studio. I love it. That's very, very, very neat. And if you come to the Door 204, you'll see Cameron's art everywhere. And as I say, I'm not cultured enough to be a real expert in art. But this is a neat gallery, and in every piece of art I see a lot of really cool things. How do you describe your art, Cam?
Well, it's interesting. You use the word expert. By no means do I consider myself an expert. I just like to create. I'm 42, and throughout my life I've just basically been involved in art, creating things. And kind of taking it to the next level here at Door 204 in Watford City, and just an opportunity to bring awareness to the creative process, and that's what I do.
That's really neat. So as I look at your art, is that contemporary, what I call contemporary art?
It's hard to classify. I mean, you could go through and put different classifications on art, but it's more of a kind of impressionistic, abstract art. So
I call it really cool. Just
I call it really cool, too. Lots of colors and really beautiful. Yeah. Cameron created the art for our Badlands Art Showcase advertisement, and he's going to have pieces available for auction and sale at our event on May 26th. So we're excited to have him on board.
Yeah, that is very nice. And you have a big event planned for the Watford City High School Theater.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Oh, my gosh. Well, just to start off, the Long X Council on the Arts has been like a brainchild for a lot of us here in Watford City. It's something that was sort of on the strategic plan when I came back home about 5 years ago, and we started working on it. And so we've slowly been chipping away at creating a organization that supports arts and culture in McKenzie County specifically. And so we got together and said, we need to just really kick this off. We've supported some smaller events and things, but we really need to kick this off with a fundraiser. Let's do it in the new high school theater space. They're having a musical there next week. We want to really kind of do an inauguration of this beautiful space in Watford City High School and showcase all of these wonderful artists, musicians, dancers that we have here in Western North Dakota. So we tapped the pool. And kind of dug for these artists, and they've come out of the woodworks to showcase their pieces. Anything from jewelry to leatherworks to Cameron's beautiful paintings, photography, they're all going to come out and showcase their work and give us some pieces for silent auction. And then in the theater, we are going to showcase a lot of performers, dancers, things like that. So we're really excited about it.
Everything from Scandinavian music and dance?
Yes, I'm excited about that. They're coming from Minot. So.
Which sounds good. And then the nationally recognized cowboy poet and singer,
mm-hmm.
right?
D.W. will
D.W.
come. He goes out to the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering every year, and he's a character, so we're excited to have him.
Some band called Lonesome Willie. Where'd they come from?
A couple guys I know. My dad's band will be playing a few gospel tunes, and I'll be singing some of my music. And then Whiskey Rebellion from Williston. They're voted 2016's favorite North Dakota jazz band, and they're right out of Williston. So they're awesome. They're going to bring their whole band to the stage.
Bottom line, this is a wonderful evening for a great cause, and it's featuring Western North Dakota entertainment and art and coffee and dessert and hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
And you also get to see that beautiful new theater space. I haven't seen the theater yet. I was the last of the school when they when they opened the school, but the theater wasn't done yet.
And I know they're probably still working on it a little bit, but we got to see it as part of planning for this, and it is unreal. It's amazing. It's worth the trip just to see what we have. And it really is a vote of confidence for the arts and culture in Watford City that they put that in that building. So we're pretty proud.
It's amazing what they're there. I mean, there's a lot there. They can really do some big-time musicals and have a lot of opportunities. It's a great facility. In an already incredible facility, so that'll be neat. The Watford City High School Theater, doors open to the art show and auction at 5:30. Performance starts at 7. Tickets are $15 if you get them in advance, $20 at the door, and then you get, of course, the hors d'oeuvres and all the goodies as well. Hors d'oeuvres for purchase, dessert and coffee is complimentary.
Yeah.
And that's the 26th?
That's the 26th. Coming up.
All right, sounds good. And I should ask you, too, Cameron, a little bit about some of your artwork. Obviously, some of it will be there. One of the featured artists that will be there. What have you got planned?
Well, when talking with Jesse, we kind of focused towards the Badlands. So I've got some specific pieces that are actually created for this. And the response, as far as me leaking a little bit of that out, has been really, really good. So I'm excited about that, just taking my particular style and incorporating my love for wildlife and animals and you know, just kind of focusing towards doing something that's a little bit unique for this particular project. So.
I got a tour yesterday of your gallery, and I saw the, I think you're working on it, but a painting of a buffalo.
Mm-hmm. I love that one.
It's incredible color in it. You know, it's like, it just jumps off the canvas, doesn't it? It is really, really neat. When you do that, I mean, is that just, for lack of a better term, again, from a novice, a freelance, or are you looking at a photo of a buffalo? Have you got something in your mind? How do you do it?
Yeah, it's a combination. It's interesting. I never ever, if you ever see anybody create a painting, sometimes they actually take and they do like a sketch, or they do some kind of preliminary work. I like to just dive in, and you know, there's things that are intended to be made, such as that bison. Taking it, knowing that I wanted to do that, using a certain color palette that I want to go with, and then putting my style into it. There's other pieces that are more just kind of more so emotional and an idea, and I'm not really looking to create anything. I just like the textures, I like the hues, the striation of using particular tools and coming up with a pattern that that I'm pleased with. So,
if I come to you and say, hey, I have a 51 Chevy, I really love this 51 Chevy, it's kind of cool, and here's a picture of it, and do you do stuff like that as well? Will you create things just for individuals that want a specific thing?
Yep, absolutely. I've done probably right at about 50 custom paintings that are more to that liking, where somebody comes with an idea or a thought process, and they understand that it's going to be my take on that piece of art. So, yeah, custom paintings are something that I do. And here in Watford, I'll be on my, I think, fourth or fifth one of people liking the art, having an idea, and then me interviewing that person, coming up with some things. What's really neat about it is a lot of times they don't know, they have no idea what they're going to get. So I base the interview, get information, go through color palettes, ideas, thoughts, symbolism, and then I create a piece, and it's been pretty successful.
That's neat. Do you have a website?
I'm working right now on the website. My niece is a little bit computer savvy. I'm kind of a degenerate when it comes to this.
So how do people get hold of you?
Right now, the best thing to do is to come through door 204. Come down, enjoy some of the beverages that we have here.
See your art?
Yes.
You got a gallery right here.
See the art, and then also I've got business cards that are there. I've got a Facebook. Shred the Lead Studio, or Shred the Lead at Facebook. And,
Shred the Lead. The arts are alive and well in Watford City, right?
They are. We're excited about it.
That's awesome. Well, have a great time on the 26th, Jesse. Great to see you.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having us.
You bet. We're going to talk with the proprietor of Door 204 when we come back.
Who's that?
I know. Can hardly wait. More on What's on Your Mind after this time out. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This is NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist Abby Wick to talk about an upcoming bus tour on June 29th and 30th. Along with Jody Dion Hughes from the University of Minnesota, we will showcase North Dakota and Minnesota commodity-funded projects. On the 29th, the first stop is the Soil Health and Agriculture Research Extension, or SHARE Farm, in Morton. We will talk about conservation tillage in clay soils, tiling and interseeding cover crops into corn. We will then travel to Barney to cover pest and disease pressures, crop response to salinity, and conservation tillage in sandier soils. On the 30th, we will travel to Delamere to look at saline and sodic soil management, soybean and sunflower planted into cereal rye, and weed management. Online registration and the full agenda can be found at the NDSU Soil Health webpage.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
So I'm walking into Teddy's residential suites last night, on my pillow in tow, and off to a great night's sleep. Because especially when I'm on the road, I don't know about you, but when I'm on the road, you know, think you're out of sorts a little bit. It's not your house. It's not your bed. It's not everything else. If you can bring a little something from home, get a good night's sleep, you're going to be that much sharper the next day, whatever is, you know, planned. Maybe you're visiting friends and family, or maybe you're working, whatever it is. My pillow does that. It is the best pillow on the planet, bar none. And right now we have a 4-for-1 deal. That's right. 4-for-1 deal. Big time savings if you go to mypillow.com, use the promo code Scott. Get a savings of 50%, not only on pillows, all kinds of other accessories as well. Now, this is machine washable, non-allergenic, has a 10-year warranty, 69 money-back guarantee. It's incredible. Mypillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Let them know Scott sent you, and you get that great deal. or Todd sent you the 4-for-1 deal. Because we're like Linus in the blanket, only it's Todd and I with a pillow. Wherever we go, we got to do it. We're at the Door 204 coffee shop today. I love that name. And I'm now getting an opportunity to chat with the person that gave it that name, Beth Veeder. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to see you.
Nice to be here with you, Scott.
It's fun to see yet another new addition to Watford City.
It really is.
And this is becoming a hub of sorts all morning. It's been a whirlwind of people coming in and out of here.
I love to see that.
Is that right? So you've had Myers Department Store for many years, right next door, right?
About 4.5 years.
Okay. And Myers has been here a long time. You've had
years and years and years.
Yeah, and you've been the owner there. That's right next door. Mm-hmm. And kind of just a staple on Main Street.
It certainly is.
In Watford. So how did you end up with Door 204 Coffee Shop as part of that?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story because the building came up for sale, and I was really kind of good retail neighbors with those who owned it before. They have a mailbox business, and they also sold FR clothing. They're from South Dakota, and they decided it was time to move on. And so I initially really hadn't thought about buying the building, but the more I kind of talked to the owner and wondered what was going to come in, I just grabbed the opportunity. And I, to be honest, I had no idea what I was going to do with the building at the time. I was just like, okay, now we have a building.
It's next door, and yeah,
but
makes sense. So
protecting your
asset you have
well,
next door.
I wanted more, some kind of business on Main Street. I just felt that was really important, and it helps every single business that's on Main Street. The more that you can bring to it, you know, the more of a destination it's going to be, and the more that there's going to be to do. So I initially was working with Josh Skoglund, who is a business owner of Old Barnwoods, and he did some renovation in the Myers store, and he reclaims Old Barnwood. And he and I were talking because he was just done with that, and he was like, well, you know, maybe we could make this into a coffee shop. And from there, it just took off.
Wow.
And it really, you know, then I met Cameron right away, who you just spoke with about the art. And it just seemed like a really good partnership. He's awesome. This is the kind of coffee shop that when I go into in other towns, I really enjoy. There's things to look at. There's a little boutique items here. The coffee is good. The kids that I have working for me love making coffee. Good customer service. I mean, just happy with it.
You know, you mentioned, bringing something to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you're all in this together, aren't you?
We are.
Everybody has their part of that, whether it's the drugstore, whether it's the bank, the theaters, you know, the insurance, all of it comes together. And downtown Watford has a vibe to it.
It really does.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited about it.
That's really, I think, above quite a bit what it should be, for lack of a better term, just in the size community, is it outperforms, you know, its peers in the fact that the size community to have this kind of downtown, pretty incredible.
I think so. And I think when people come in, they're surprised by what they see as well. And I just need to keep, you know, letting people know there are more businesses on Main Street that they may not be familiar with and go visit and shop and just enjoy.
You mentioned Cameron Horning, who we talked to earlier.
Yes.
The artist, all the displays here, and now in the same space with you.
Yes. He was also interested in looking at this building space. And so when I bought it, he approached me right away, and we just clicked. It was, just seemed like just the best partnership. And so he rents the space behind the coffee shop. So he has his art studio there, and I always bring people back there to see it because it's pretty awesome.
And what I love about his story, we didn't even talk about it on the air, but this is someone that came here for oil work.
Yes.
And that was an artist and loved doing it on the side, mm-hmm. and now is doing this full time.
Yes.
And so you come into a coffee shop, it's a gallery, it's really neat. What makes, you mentioned, you know, what people are looking for. What do you think makes this unique about in the way of coffee shops? What do people say about it? What do they like about it?
Well, I think the bar is really unique. It's the reclaimed wood bar that was designed. Actually, it was so organic. I mean, it was like, okay, we'll build a coffee shop, and then we'll figure out how we're going to actually do the plumbing. We didn't really think about those things to begin with. So it just kind of got put together, you know, just piece by piece. And what I really wanted was a destination place. I wanted people to go come into here and get a feel of what the local flavor is. And I think that we're accomplishing that. And I could be happier.
That's neat. And you're still doing the mailbox.
Yes, and that's pretty cool, too, because the mailboxes are kind of vintage, old-style mailboxes.
They are. They're like you're walking into a post office.
They feel like they belong here. And a lot of people think that they're just a part of the art.
They work. They're real.
They're real. Like, people get their mail here, so they come in.
They even have the little windows on them, mm-hmm. you know, where you could, the old days where you could see into, oh, do I have any mail? How much mail is there?
It fits so well.
It's neat. Well, thanks for having us. It's been fun, and I know things are great over at the department store as well.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Got my Sanooks there yesterday, as I've been telling everybody.
Thank you.
Todd and Manny, they don't have a clue about Sanooks. Can you believe that?
Well, you're going to have to show them.
It's like the hottest selling footwear in the country, isn't
we
it?
We do really well with Sanooks.
Yeah. So, the you guys, that's your weekend project, okay? S-A-N-U-K-S. K-S, yeah.
Check I'll get right on it.
All right, get right on it. Tell me about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, good to talk to you. Beth Peter from the Door 204 Coffee Shop. Fun day today in Watford City. See you Monday, folks. Have a fabulous weekend. God bless you one and all, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. I'm talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. Thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.